With KAZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. The California Coastal Commission listened to hours of public comments over California American Water's proposed desalination facility, which aims to provide water to much of the Monterey Peninsula. The project is controversial in part because some of it would be located in the city of Marina, but Marina residents won't get any of the water. I'm joined in the studio with KAZU's Erica Mahoney, who's been covering the Coastal Commission public hearing. Erica, where in Marina would part of the project be located?
The part of the project that would be located in Marina is the well field. These wells would extend down under the seafloor and would extract water. It would be located along the shoreline in the city of Marina, where the Cemex sand mining facility is currently located. This is the last coastal sand mine in the U.S., and it will close next year. I spoke with Marina Mayor Bruce Delgado before the hearing.
So Marina is trying to improve our coastline to protect its valuable assets, both visual, environmental, there's lots of rare plants and animals, and then its groundwater underneath it is critical to keep the seawater out and protect the water underneath it that we drink.
He says after fighting to shut down the sand mining plant, it's time to restore this environmentally sensitive habitat.
What was the turnout for the Coastal Commission public hearing on Thursday?
The meeting was held in Half Moon Bay, where hundreds turned out to share their support or their disapproval of the project. The Coastal Commission also set up a remote location at Marina City Hall with a live stream of the meeting. It was packed inside the council chambers as the hearing began. Many brought handheld signs, and that's where I attended.
So the Coastal Commission will eventually approve or deny the project, but they didn't make a final decision on Thursday.
That's right. The Coastal Commission says it's not uncommon for them to need more than one hearing on issues that are as complex as this one. However, a staff report recommends denial of the project for several reasons. One, coastal impacts. Another is coastal hazards, that coastal erosion could impact the project. And also the protection of groundwater. Although the California Public Utilities Commission approved the project last year, the Coastal Commission staff report found competing conclusions about potential impacts on groundwater. Their analysis determined Cal-Am may have underestimated the amount of fresh or brackish water the wells would extract from the underlying aquifers that some, like in Marina, rely on.
The staff report also has a section that is dedicated to the impact on low-income communities.
Yes, the report points out environmental justice concerns, that Marina would carry the negative risks of the project, and that low-income families, including those in Seaside and other areas, would be disproportionately affected by the high cost of desal and possibly forced out of the area.
Now, what does Cal-Am say?
The company says they have a ratepayer assistance program for low-income customers. Now, one of the main reasons why Cal-Am has proposed this desal plant is to provide an alternative source of water to their customers. Cal-Am is under orders from the State Water Resources Control Board to reduce taking water from the Carmel River, which is its main source of water, by 70%. And that deadline is the end of 2021. Cal-Am says without this desal plant, they will miss that deadline, which will result in mandatory cutbacks. Pacific Grove Chamber of Commerce President Mo Amar spoke during the public hearing. The chamber represents 410 businesses in Pacific Grove, mostly small moms and pops.
Those businesses have not been able to expand due to all the restrictions and the limitations on water. And to come at the 11th hour with a proposal that's going to be different and better, to me, is unsustainable.
Now, is there an alternative water supply project?
The commission staff report says there's a feasible, less costly, and less environmentally damaging alternative, an expansion of Pure Water Monterey, the area's new water recycling plant. But Cal-Am says this is intended to be a backup, not an alternative to desal. The Coastal Commission will continue to look into this.
Thank you, Erica. The next meeting on Cal-Am's proposed desal plant will likely take place in March in Scotts Valley. Cal-Am is one of KAZU's many business supporters. This is KAZU News.